Good morning. This is Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and I'm joined via Zoom today by Amy Ainsley. She's our Planning Director for the City of Sitka. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
And I'm joined also by Scott Berlinski, who is our Special Projects Manager for the City and Borough of Sitka. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Robert. Good morning. Good to be here.
Thanks. Thanks for coming on. And we're here to talk about something that, I got to admit, it doesn't have a very sexy name, the No Name Mountain Project. But for something that doesn't have a name, it's got, I think, a lot of exciting potential for Sitka. And I'm very interested in the fact that you're seeking input on it. So, Scott, let's begin with you. Why are we doing this? What's happening out at No Name Mountain?
This master plan for the No Name Mountain Granite Creek area is one of the assembly's action plans to pursue and identify economic development opportunities. So the purpose of this study, it's about an 830-acre parcel, including the 17-acre waterfront parcel that was in the news earlier this year as a potential development opportunity for related to building a boat haul out. But the purpose of the study is to foster economic development and prosperity for Sitka. We want it to fit with the site's existing conditions. And in general, you know, how can it best benefit the community? And the goals of the website that really, you know, is kind of the primary topic today is that there were public meetings scheduled to gather input for this study. But due to the COVID issues, we can't do that. So we're using this website in lieu of it. And the website is set up to share the results of the data collection phase of the study, provide an understanding of opportunities and constraints inherent to the site and how it could fit in with Sitka's economy, and really identify activities and ways for to use the site for economic gain. So we really, you know, we really want to collect community feedback as part of this website presence.
There's probably a lot of people like me when they hear about No Name Mountain, they probably automatically just think rock quarry. But there's a lot more to it out there, Amy, isn't there? I mean, we're talking far more than rock quarry.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The actual study area, you know, again, as Scott said, being so large, over 800 acres, a lot of it is hidden from public view because it's behind existing developments and then up some pretty steep terrain and then some flat spots up on the ridge. So a lot of it is kind of out of sight, out of mind. And so when we say No Name Mountain, that's just kind of one of the geographic markers, but there's really a lot more space available. And so the study had to segment the study area and develop ideas for what was actually suitable on the site and what development opportunities there were. And it turns out that there's so much more than just quarry activity that's possible.
Yeah, so much more. I watched the half-hour video on the website, or was it 25 minutes? Anyway, it's not going to take all day for you to watch this video, but the plans so far are really fascinating. And Amy, this is probably the first time we've had a planning effort like this occur online, as far as the public's ability to review it.
Probably, yeah. Most traditional plans, you know, kind of follow the model of, you know, the consultants come to town, they visit, they do site visits, they go back, they do some research, they come back to the community and have public engagement meetings and people can attend those. But, you know, as Scott said, in the pandemic that we're in right now, we're having to think about new ways to get public engagement. And so we're really hoping that people take the time to visit the website, and that kind of the added bonus of it is that it's not just on one night. And so if you can't make that night fit your schedule, it's open for a little over 2 weeks. We've got three solid weekends in the plan for the active time of the website. And so actually one of the added bonuses is that there's a little bit more flexibility for people to participate than maybe they would have been able to before.
Okay. I want to, just in case somebody has got a dash off and can't listen to the rest of this interview, I want to just give the name of the website. It's nonamemountainproject.com. That's all spelled out, nonamemountainproject.com. And like I said, I visited the website yesterday when it went live, and I watched the video. And the scope of the planning is really extensive, and the breadth of it too. Scott, we're looking at possible recreation development for tourism. We're looking at possible passive recreation development. I wonder if you could talk about some of the options that are being considered out there.
Well, I'll just walk through that. So as you've already noted, it's a large parcel. Not all sections of it are suitable for all purposes. And there are a lot of wetlands there, which, as I think we all know who've lived here a while, know how challenging those can be to develop. But among the questions that we're seeking public input on is what kind of buffer should be there, should be left for the cross trail that passes through the study area. Phase 6 of the cross trail goes through the east side of the study area. Another question is, what should the waterfront parcel be prioritized for? Some kind of residential, high-end residential development or some kind of commercial development, perhaps recreational tourism, a term we'll talk about in a moment. There was a hard to quantify need for additional quarries going into the study. That was a common comment. And in absolute terms, there seems to be adequate unquarried rock available in existing quarries. But a regular comment from builders was that the variety of rock types and ready availability didn't really meet their needs. So a question is, should we develop more quarries or somehow, you know, make better use of existing ones? Another question is housing. There's a couple spots identified for housing. A location with the consultants named Soundview Ridge. It's really the area between Saddle Mountain and No Name Mountain, and another parcel on the north side of No Name Mountain called No Name Creek Terrace in the plan. And then back to that term recreational tourism, the consultants identified an interest in Sitka for having more opportunities for a type of tourism defined as revenue-generating outdoor recreational activities primarily for visitors. So does Sitka want to prioritize development of that sort of thing in the study area? So that's a sampling of the types of questions that the survey asked.
Amy, I guess you've already interviewed around 50 people before we sort of got sidetracked by coronavirus. What are you expecting from the public in all this? And can you tell us a little bit about what they can expect when they go to the website?
Yeah, I think that the public will be looking for, you know, a couple of the priorities that, you know, I think that we all talk about a lot. We all talk about affordable housing. We all talk about the need for commercial land or for economic development opportunities like quarrying. And what I think that the public will find is that there are some parts of the study area that may or may not be suitable for all those things. And they also, I think people are going to learn that this area is, while it does have opportunity, it also has a lot of challenges as well. We're talking about an area that's isolated from development and from existing utility infrastructure. And so some people, I think it'll be very informative for people to understand some of those barriers that will help bring to light why the site has not already been developed. And so there's not, you know, necessarily easy wins, but there are opportunities for us to pursue. So I'm really hoping that people enjoy the website, that they find the video really informative. And I highly suggest looking at the video first, because it segments out different zones within the study area. And then during the survey, it will ask you kind of trade-off questions within each of those zones. So it will be a little bit difficult to do the survey if you haven't seen the video first. And I think it'll be really informative for people. There's also some really interesting market analysis, as well as the sort of physical site analysis as well, that helps give people context of how the consultants viewed demand, you know, for housing, for commercial activity, for recreational tourism opportunities and that sort of thing.
There is drone footage of the study area available on our website also. So if people just want to get a look on the, you know, with their own eyes at what it looks like, the terrain, it's pretty hard to walk in there, but the drone footage is kind of fun. So there's three different clips that feature different portions of the study area.
What's the significance of the May 17th deadline? What happens after the survey closes on May 17th?
Yeah, when the survey closes, the consultants will integrate the public input, the various survey responses, into refining their recommendations. You know, they've done their market analysis, the data collection, as we've already mentioned, but the all-important aspect of just getting public input of what's most important, that's the missing link now. So The consultants will integrate that information into a draft master land use plan that will be presented tentatively to a joint work session of the Assembly and Planning Commission on June 3rd. And then based on feedback at that meeting, we'll, you know, the next steps will flow logically.
Okay. So, but anyway, we're under a little bit of time pressure right now. This survey will close on May 17th, and people can find it at the City of Sitka website, cityofsitka.com, and also at the No Name Mountain Project.com website. And I'll post a link to it as well at kcaw.org if anybody wants to listen to this interview. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, guys.
Yes, thanks for having us. We're excited to be able to get the word out and have a good conversation with you about this.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Amy Ainsley is Planning Director of the City and Borough of Sitka. Scott Berlinski is Special Projects Manager. We've been talking about the No Name Mountain Project. You can find more information online and take a survey at nonamemountainproject.com.